Hello, everybody. Today I am joined by Impact Wrestling Steve Macklin. Steve, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm fantastic to be chatting with you. And I have to say, obviously, some things have changed since the last time we spoke with you. So first of all, we'll kind of start off with the obvious. You're obviously officially tied the knot with Deonna Purrazzo. So how has married life been treating you so far?
The same as it was beforehand. Just now she wants to relive the wedding day every day. That's about it. She's like, can we get married again? I'm like, okay.
It is the most magical day of your life, but I will say you have a pretty magical opportunity coming up, which we'll talk about in a second. But you've known Deonna for a while now, and you've gotten to spend so much time with her in and outside of the ring. So you've kind of gotten a firsthand experience of her journey. So in that time that you have known her, in what ways do you think she has grown personally and professionally?
I would say more outgoing because she's like very shy outside of, as much as she loves the glitz and glamour when the cameras are rolling behind the scenes, she's not very, doesn't like to be the center of attention.
Yeah.
So she's kind of more open now, especially when we're hanging out at the hotel and whatnot. And she used to kind of be by herself more, not a loner, but like she just kept to herself. And it's just funny because I'm just, I don't know, I'm very outgoing. I just chat with everybody, hang with everybody. So it's just, we just have fun. I don't know. I would say that would probably be it.
Yeah, it kind of, I feel like it's a good balance too, you
Yeah.
know? You have the high energy and she can keep it chill when need be. So I feel like it balances out.
And then she brings me down, which is a good thing too for me to have, because I don't know when to stop sometimes. So.
You know, that's what they're there for. That's good that you two are working as a unit now and kind of flipping the script. You yourself have grown so much immensely since you've joined Impact almost 2 years ago now. It's insane to think about. So since joining the company for you, in what ways do you think you have grown?
I think I've got more confident in what I'm doing and who I am personally inside the ring and outside the ring. I'm very happy and in tune of life now, if that makes any, just less stress. I kind of take more of the things in the moment. And then once I'm told something's going to happen, I'm like, okay, I'll believe it when I see it in my own. I don't say that outright, but I just keep
Yeah.
that in mind just because of previous employment and how things went. And it's just like, okay, cool. I won't get my hopes up just so I'm not disappointed.
Yeah, I feel like that's hard. Sometimes we get wrapped up in things and it's hard not to overthink, but kind of enjoying that ride. And you have been on such an incredible ride, what I would call really a hot streak these last 7-ish months, I would say. You've leveled up and now you're poised to finally get your chance at the Impact World Championship. Unfortunately, the defending champ, Josh Alexander, went down with injury, so your title shot was a little bit delayed, but you are finally getting that opportunity to claim the gold. So before we talk about the Rebellion match itself, can you kind of talk about your experience with Josh Alexander, or perhaps the influence that he's had on the locker room as the longest reigning Impact champ of all time now?
I know we don't see eye to eye in a lot of things, but I do respect that he is a workhorse and he was a fighting champion. Obviously, burning the candle on both ends for him kind of shot himself in the foot with tearing his triceps.
Yeah.
But that's also the number one thing too, is like people didn't realize it could have been me and Kushida the whole time as well, because it was Josh and Kushida at Multiverse. So you don't know who was going to come out of that match as well. So I kind of tried to prepare, but my eyes have been on Josh for a very long time, especially even when you can go way back when he still had the X Division title. That's the guy I want to face. And one day we'll get there. And that's why at Rebellion, when I do win the Impact World title against Kushida, I'll try to hold on to that as long as I can until Josh is healthy enough to come back and try to challenge me for the title he feels he never lost. But we'll see.
From your perspective, what makes Josh Alexander so enticing or intriguing to work with? Because you just said that you've been wanting to kind of build a program with him, but you really haven't had the chance to yet.
I just think we're both kind of very similar in so many ways, but also different at the same time. Our backgrounds are very similar, especially personal life with things in life. And just, it's just one of those things when you watch somebody, you're just like, if we work and whenever that time comes, there's going to be that magic. And it's going to have that kind of factor of where people will be quiet. And then when it happens, people are like, holy shit. So that's what I want. That's what I want out of it. And that's what I think will come out of it. And the day that happens, I'm looking forward to it.
I'm hoping so. Obviously, Josh has a long road of recovery ahead of him, but in the meantime, kind of in the short term, like we said, you've been on such a hot streak, and now this weekend you will face Kushida for the Impact World Championship. You faced off in tag team competition before, but I believe this is your first ever singles match with each other. Yeah. So what is your head looking like heading into this match? What do you think fans can expect from you two now one-on-one?
Well, I expect the hoverboard lock is going to be a big play. And obviously, people like to say that I tapped out to it. I know last Thursday, everybody loved to say that I tapped out. But I that's why I was smiling the whole time, because I tapped out on purpose. I even told Scott that I did it on purpose because there's nothing in that match for me. So what did I have to lose to it other than saving myself and not being prideful like Josh, who tore his triceps because of the hoverboard lock? Or maybe something else. We don't know. I'll put the hoverboard lock on there. But for Kushida and me, that's something I'm looking forward to, just because for him in Japan and the history he's had there, being a super junior and just being a champion all around the world. And that's just, it's another one of those matches that I'm looking forward to. And he's kind of like that modern day Jushin Thunder Liger. And it's crazy to just know, like, eyes from Japan are going to be now on me just as well as Kushida. So it's another way to knock down another door for me.
You know, I have to admit, you're a smart man, Steve Maclin. Save your energy for this weekend. There's a lot riding on this. And I have to point out, though, there is another exciting possibility for you. And
I already know. I saw your tweet.
There is. But there is the possibility that you may be walking out of Rebellion as one half of the Ultimate Power Couple, as Deonna is preparing to vie for the Knockouts Championship. So assuming you two walk out with both titles, I believe it'll only be the second time in Impact Wrestling history that a real-life couple was holding both singles world titles at the same time. Taya and John did it in early 2019, but you and Deonna have a chance to fulfill that prophecy on the same night. So what would that honor mean to you?
We've kind of chatted about it, and it's funny how we both are in matches now that wasn't the original opponents, where we don't, it's up in the air.
Yeah.
Now I know it's me and Kushida, but for her, it could either be her and Jordan and Nikki, or just her and Jordan. So we'll see this Thursday on Impact. We'll find out on Mickey's status. Hopefully it is a triple threat, because I would love to see my wife finally beat Mickey. But then you also have the factor of Jordan's never beat Deonna as well. So there's a lot of implications there. But for us, it would just be a cool moment, because we don't have anything on screen together.
Yeah.
But just to have that bragging rights now of just, I don't know, for where we've come from and how things happened from previous employment to now. And we know our worth, and we've known who we are, and we both support each other so much, just for the year that we've just had, and to be married a few months ago, and then now to be world champions possibly together the same night would, I don't know, just be the, I guess, the icing on that, or the cherry on top in that sense.
Yeah, I feel like you two have gotten to work together in other places, evidently, but not really on Impact so much. So I think that, you know, maybe, just maybe, something might develop out of this, but it's really an exciting opportunity for you. And like we said, this pay-per-view card is shaping up really nicely. And I have to preface, obviously, you are not allowed to pick the Knockouts Championship match involving your wife. But besides that match and hers, is there a title match or a match in general that you're most looking forward to seeing on the card, and why?
I'm very focused on my match, but one of those matches that was announced was with Bay and Ace versus Motor Machine Guns.
Yeah.
That's another one of those ones. Bay and Ace are just, they're both so talented, and I don't have to say much about the Motor City Machine Guns, because they're one of the most legendary tag teams in pro wrestling, and they're just both so innovative with Shelly and Sabin. And Sabin just got to celebrate his 20-year anniversary at Impact Wrestling from debuting, so it's just, there's so much on this card at Rebellion, and I'm hoping that crowd in Toronto is just going to be red hot. And I think they will, just like they were in Windsor for Sacrifice and the tapings. And with Rebellion and the fallout the next day, I'm highly looking forward to this set of tapings and pay-per-view.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it too, because I know a lot of the time you arrive to the ring with what I think are leather jackets, whether it's the long coat or, you know, the regular kind of motocross looking one, but you have a lot of cool paint designs or patterns on them that you typically do. So do you have anything special planned for your Rebellion attire?
I do. I have a new set of gear that's made, and my new jacket that I just finished on my own. I'll wait till the pay-per-view for you to see it, but I have a lot into it where I have a lot of my military background kind of put into it. So yeah, we'll see. You'll get to see it, and I'll probably post a story or two here about why I did the things I did on my gear.
Yeah, I know before the last time I talked to you, you mentioned that you were pursuing a psychology degree, kind of, you know, because you obviously have that background in the Marine Corps and the mental health surrounding that. So where are you currently at in your studies, and what are some of the current things that you're learning right now?
Right now, my class this semester is on personality theories. So that's it's been really interesting, and it's more about like self awareness, and then also just study around like of why we are the way we are, and is it humanistic or is it just from pure motivation? It's just a lot of big words. I'm still getting used to big words again, and D labs, because I'll point to a word, I'm like, what does this mean?
Yeah,
so she helps me a lot on that end, but it's going well. It's allowed my mind to open up as well, and it keeps me busy outside of wrestling too. So I'm enjoying the journey.
Yeah, I get that, because we high-fived last time because I have my bachelor's in psych. So like, I get it. I took a whole bunch of personality. There's some big words in there, but it really is really rewarding. And you mentioned too, through previous discussion, kind of what prompted you, obviously, besides a backup plan kind of, but you said that mental health was a big thing amongst your friends, both in wrestling and in the Marine Corps. So where you previously served, like you said, but for you personally, how do you keep your mental health in check, or how do you typically cope with those moments that you may be struggling in?
Just try to just hone in on where I'm at, and I take it day by day. There's those days where like Dia laughs because she'll be like, why are you watching a war movie? I'm like, oh, I miss Afghanistan today. And that's just my way of like, it's just weird. Like, she's like, how do you miss Afghanistan? I don't know. Just one of those things where it just get that itch, and I miss the certain things about it, and you find ways to cope with it, and that's one of my coping ways. But it's also just being able to talk to her and being able to speak with her, and like, well, late at bed at night, we'll kind of go down our day and like just say, hey, what do you have tomorrow? What do you have this? Okay, cool. But then we just kind of just chat, or sometimes we go on nightly walks sometimes, and we just kind of, whatever's on our mind, we talk about, or what's bugging us, or what we want to do, or something that came up a thought. Like, it's just being aware, and then also just keeping open-minded to each other. And that's the best thing, is being able to have somebody to talk to. And if people don't have somebody to talk to, there's plenty of hotlines out there, I know, with support and whatnot. But also, if you want to reach out to me through Instagram, Twitter, DMs, if you're having struggles, I can always direct you somewhere. And if I can't help you directly, I can put you somebody that can.
Besides D, obviously you have a lot of friends in the wrestling community, and even in the Marine Corps. Who are some people that have really helped you, like, lighten the mood or helped you through some tough times, maybe?
My tag partner, Blake.
Yeah.
Weston Blake. He's one of those ones I can talk to every day. And then ref Eddie Arango, he's still in WWE now. He's all over the place there. And those are two of the guys that I kind of go to just for ideas and just to clear my head with. And even the locker room at Impact, there's a lot of the guys there. It's a very good locker room that we have there with Eddie. Just Eddie Edwards is another person I go to a lot just for ideas. I'm like, hey, how does this sound, or something like this? And it's good to have those people.
Yeah, the Impact locker room is just so phenomenal. And you mentioned one person earlier. We were talking about growth. Another person who I think is truly blossomed and has really racked up quite a Hall of Fame career is obviously Chris Sabin, who you alluded to, is celebrating his 20-year anniversary of his Impact Wrestling debut. I've seen so many people giving him flowers this week, and I know you've gotten to work with him on a few occasions over the last year. So what is your take on the career of Chris Sabin, or your experience working with him?
One of the best in the world, not talked about enough. It's good to see people giving him his flowers for it. And he's somebody that I'm looking forward to down the road after I win the Impact World title. I'm hoping he's up there to step up to the challenge. Just because I'd love to get back in the ring with him again.
I want that matchup again and again. He's one, obviously, is also on this Impact Rebellion card. He's had such a phenomenal career, a Triple Crown champion, Impact World champion, tag champ. The list goes on and on. So it's exciting to see so many cool names on this card. And last question, kind of playing off of the name of the pay-per-view, Rebellion. I feel like we all had maybe a rebellious stage or phase in our life. So did you ever have one of those? And if so, can you tell me more about it?
I would say joining the Marine Corps is kind of my way of being rebellious, of going against the norm of all my friends went to college and I wanted to do something better or something different. What I felt I knew was my calling at that time. And it's just, I think that, I don't know, it's weird. It's because it's like conforming, but not, and then it's also being rebellious.
Yeah.
But I was also never one to, I always took care of the Marines. I never worried about hire, looking good in front of hire so that I can up my rank just because of career. I wanted to make sure everybody made it home. And that was one of those things. And it's the same mentality I have in wrestling. Being a wrestler is being rebellious. And I've been tweeting and Instagram, everything is leading to this rebellion. And I feel I'm also the rebellious one in Impact, where I don't go with the norm. I'm against the grain. And even Scott D'Amore this past Thursday, I know he's saying an impartial and biased, but I know he doesn't want me with that title. And it's going to make me all smile a lot more when I can walk through the curtain and hold that title and look at him and kind of give him a middle finger without doing it.
I'm telling you, Steve, it's about damn time that you get that title. Love Kushida, but Steve, you've been on, like I said, such a hot streak for basically the last 7-8 months, and it's about time. Your title shot got delayed, but now was meant to be. I guess in Rebellion was just meant to be. So I'm excited. Obviously, don't forget to tune into Impact's Rebellion pay-per-view coming up on Sunday, April 16th at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Fight. Steve, before I let you go, can you please tell the listeners where they can find you on social media?
Steve Macklin on Twitter and Instagram, Pro Wrestling Tees, Steve Macklin Store. I'm going to have a new shirt dropping on Sunday, so please check that out. And there's an ongoing sale there right now. And then also shop Impact deals as well for merchandise from me as well. And then also every Impact star that's out there, especially my wife, buy her merch too.
Yes, absolutely. And it's the possibility to walk out as the power couple is still alive. I believe, Steve. I believe.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for chatting with me today. I can't wait to see what gear you have up your sleeve. I have no doubt that Rebellion's going to be a great pay-per-view, and maybe so. Maybe that dream will be fulfilled walking out as the Impact World Champion. Steve, thank you so much again for chatting with me today.
Thank you for having me.